This is a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
Hello, hello, this is Frank Sasso from A History with God Ministries, sitting here with my lovely wife, Christina.
Hello.
I'd like to welcome all of our partners, our members, our friends, our subscribers, and any first-time listeners just tuning in. We have got a treat for you. We have here today, from our board of directors, our director of youth empowerment, James Okore. What's up, James?
How's it going, Frank?
It's the second time on the podcast.
Oh, it's exciting, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I have to interrupt, sorry. The second time on the Godcast.
Right.
That's Godcast. Right.
I have to keep, you know, correcting myself.
You gotta say right, Frank.
I'm sorry, babe. I'm trying, man. And also, an added bonus. The ever elusive Mary Kamau.
Yes.
Is joining us today. Hello, Mary.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Let's see, what's up?
So this is the team. Well, this is the team from Youth Avenue TV.
It's the team. It was part of the team from Youth Avenue TV.
It's part of
the Movers and the Shakers. Mm-hmm. James and Mary.
Amen.
Before we even get anywhere,
right?
I just want to make sure we mention this. What is the website for Youth Avenue?
Our website is youthavenue.org.
Youthavenue.org.
Yep.
YOUTHAVENUE.ORG.
Yep. Right.
Cool. And what can people see on that?
So as of now, we have three main pages. You'll have the homepage where we have some pictures, and we have the latest video from Youth Avenue TV is on there as well.
Oh, okay. So then if people are already subscribed to your YouTube channel, the Youth Avenue TV YouTube channel.
Right.
I almost said YouthTube. Maybe that's something.
YouthTube.
Maybe that's prophetic.
Hey, that works.
Then they can also see those same exact videos on your site, like it's archived at your site as well?
Not all the videos, but the latest videos.
Yeah. Are you going to eventually have all of them on there?
Eventually, yes.
Okay.
So it kind of be like a second source. If you're not on YouTube, you can access it through the website. And we have a tab just for Youth Avenue TV. So there's right now two videos on that tab. And the first one on the top is the latest interview that we did. Mm-hmm. Is on there. And then you have a reach us page where you can email us suggestions, thoughts, questions,
content,
whatever. You can contact us, comments, whatever. But we're working on a blog page, an article page as well.
Okay.
So we're going to just keep adding pages to it. But it's exciting to at least have the website where we can do more than just videos.
So on the blog,
right?
Is it going to be like entries of like, you know, the daily goings-on at Youth Avenue? Is there going to be a section just for about the videos, like behind-the-scenes kind of stuff? Of like what you don't normally know about? What's that going to be?
Yep, we're going to have everyday going-ons in Youth Avenue. We're going to have feedback from our viewers. And we're going to have spiritual content. Just simple tips and nuggets out there.
Cool.
That will help.
And it's geared towards the youth,
It's
right?
geared towards the youth,
And
yes.
youth issues. Things
youth
like
issues. The basic mission of the website is to bring the truth of the gospel of who God is in a simple and easy to understand way. So, you're a kid in high school, in college, you've never really understood what salvation is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you grew up in a traditional church, maybe you never really experienced God. This website will point you in the right direction. It might not answer all your questions, but at least you'll find something that you can understand. So, on the blog, we're going to talk about Jesus, who Jesus is, but nothing deep, just simple, basic truth. Probably on a different page where we have articles, we can go deeper, mm-hmm. into deeper waters.
Yeah, okay.
But as far as the blogs are, it's like me talking to you right now.
Yeah.
We're
going
to put that on a,
cool.
on a blog. So.
All right. Well, that's neat. Well, I wanted to get the website thing out of the way because I know that's like a brand new thing.
It is.
Youth Avenue.
Yeah. And we're still constructing, still working on it. But as of now, you can land on it. You can see something.
It's like a house. The work is never done on a website. It's just not.
I'm sure you're aware of that.
Cause,
yes. Your website is...
And the house as well.
Yeah, I thought you meant the house.
The house and the website.
Both.
Yeah.
But so, all right, cool. So I wanted to get that out of the way.
Right.
And, you know, there were four of us here today. You'd think it was just me and you talking.
Because you're hogging everything.
Well, I wanted to get the website information
all right,
out of the way.
All right.
Gee whiz. Well, what's on your guys' hearts?
Mary has her own videos on YouTube, mm-hmm. and it's under Beautiful Wisdom.
On you then.
That's
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm. On the Youth Avenue TV YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Gotcha.
The two videos that I was watching today, part one and part two, was about hearing from the Lord, mm-hmm. right? And knowing that you're hearing from the Lord. Mm-hmm. I think that is the thing that most Christians struggle with mm-hmm. the most. Mm-hmm. Is like, am I hearing the Lord? Is it me? Is it God? Is right. it the enemy? I think people in the world, unsaved people, struggle with what is my purpose? I think that's their biggest question.
Yeah.
But I think people who are saved
yeah.
want to know what their purpose is, and mm-hmm. they want God to speak to them and tell them, yeah. what direction should I go? What job should I take? What this.
Well, that video, like, that I did, I remember on YouTube, really came from the heart. When you get born again and everything, you really want to know what God is saying. You really want to hear from His voice, and you think it's the most mysterious thing ever, like, or the hardest thing ever to do, like, to hear from Him. I remember one day walking home from school, and I was just like, Lord, like, it was, like, for a decision I had, like, I wanted to make. And I was like, Lord, tell me what to do, and if this is You, show me a sign. Like, mm-hmm. show me,
yes,
like...
Yes, I've done that.
Never. How yeah. dare you even insinuate?
Right. Yeah.
So I was like, Lord, if I see, like, three weird things, then I know it's You. So, when I was walking down... Yeah, I actually had a checklist. So I was, like, walking down the block, and I was like, I've never seen this before, and I saw, like, a bright, hot pink car driving down, like, a hot pink convertible car driving up the block, and I was like, I think that's You. And so I was like, okay, that's one. Okay, well, maybe He's actually, like, answering my prayer or whatever. And by the time I got home, I was so tired, you know, everything, and I look out the window, and I see, like, a really old man riding on his bike, and I'm like, oh, you don't really normally see this. And I guess I was just kind of, like, just trying to, like, make the prayer come to pass.
Right.
I was like, okay, well, that must be weird. And so,
that's two.
You know, I was like, okay, well, Lord, then I guess You want me to do it. So, you know, in that way. But I learned, like, after, like, you know, you don't really test God if you want to hear from His voice. He'll automatically speak to you because mm-hmm. His word says, my sheep hear my voice in John 10. Right. And so hearing His voice was like, big thing for me. And so I know, like, some of the few things that I did, like, or that I learned about, I remember in church, was how that when the Lord will speak to you, it'll come with a certain peace mm-hmm. of God concerning, like, maybe if it's a situation that you have to make and you don't know if you should do, like you were saying, like, should I get this job, should I go to this job, should I work here or not. If you get the peace about it, like, you know, you hear in your heart, like, okay, well, I think God is actually leading me to do this, and you don't feel, like, troublesome, or you don't think something will happen to you, most likely it's God. Mm-hmm. And God also can confirm through His servants. He'll bring over a prophet, you know, and have him saying, like, this is what the Lord has been speaking to me. I've been, like, you know, maybe seeing you in my dreams, and God wants you to know this. And He can speak to you in that way. God also speaks through His word. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when you're reading the scriptures and, you know, you're there with the Holy Spirit will illuminate a scripture to right. you mm-hmm. and you'll see the, you know, right. the rhema word behind the mm-hmm. actual word. And so God can speak through His word. And so it's really important, actually, as Christians to know His voice and know the different ways He may speak to us, because that's the only way we can mm-hmm. live this life. So,
yeah. Right, I agree. I think yeah. that God is not limited to one particular way of speaking mm-hmm. to even one individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think yeah. one individual can hear God through an audible voice, mm-hmm. through another person, through a sign, and most importantly, yeah. I think it's through His word.
His word. Yeah.
That's
sure.
how He speaks to His people, is through His word.
Uh-huh.
And I think people get really, really caught up in that, like, I can't hear God's voice, I can't hear mm-hmm. His voice, and they feel like He's not, well, I gotta do something to make Him talk to me.
Yeah.
And that's so not God, because if God is our Father and He wants to direct our path, why would He whisper and say, like, if your dad, who we just met today,
right.
Peter,
Brother Peter,
he's here from Kenya.
Right.
Shout out to Peter. if Peter was calling you from the house and you were in the mm-hmm. backyard and he needed you to get into the house, mm-hmm. would he go,
no.
He would be yelling, James, get in the house
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. He'd be loud
he'd
enough
make
for
himself,
James to hear him.
Right. He'd
yeah.
make himself heard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we're struggling thinking God's speaking in, like, a whisper. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a still small voice.
But mm-hmm. he is speaking.
But he's speaking,
right.
and He wants us to hear. He's not trying to be mm-hmm. a mystery. He wants
right.
to reveal Himself.
Yeah, it is a still small mm-hmm. voice, but mm-hmm. it doesn't stay a still small voice.
Mm-hmm. Right. But you're
gonna... it's his responsibility to be heard.
Right. And to just add on to that, I remember one time reading this book and getting this analogy behind it about the Lord's voice. It was about like how sometimes, you know, how we sit down and watch TV, and a lot of times, like back in the day, we used to have antennas, but now it's like, you know, everything digital, satellite, right. whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back in the day, we used to like have the, you know, antennas, and sometimes when we're watching the TV and it's not working, you know, you get up and you're like, oh, mm-hmm. now you gotta go and try to turn the antenna.
Right, right.
And I remember sometimes for me, we used to like put foil on it. I don't know. We used to think like maybe it'll work. I don't know.
It looks
right,
cool.
Right.
It looks cool. But for us, we'll know. We're so sure in our hearts that it's not the cable station that's messing up. We're thinking, I mean, we know for a fact it's the antenna. Like, right. we don't have any doubts mm-hmm. that it's the cable station messing
right.
up.
It's on right.
the
receiving end.
It's on right. our end, right? So we need to do something about it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the same way with God. We should be so sure that he's speaking, and we need to make that connection. But we should know for a fact that God is always speaking.
Yeah. Right.
That's how we know that the cable station is always playing
in
his
right.
voice. And all we have to do is tune into his voice.
And it's in a fixed position,
yeah.
the cable station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It never moves.
It'll never move. And right. it's always on our part, because God is always speaking to us. He's always speaking, even when we're sleeping, even
right.
when we're doing
right.
all things, we're
right.
in the bathroom, whatever. He's always speaking to us. It's on our part for us to fix that antenna and tune in a certain way. And when it's tuned, bam, you'll get the connection. Everything is clear and everything, and you just sit back and watch TV like everything is great. The best way, I think, for all of us to even tune in more and more is just to have that time with God in prayer. Because the more time you spend in prayer with him, the more easy it is for you to hear his voice. I kind of remember this other analogy about how when a baby is born and they have a mother, the mother is always speaking to him, oh, I love you, son or daughter, whatever. As a child is growing up, he hears so many voices from so many people, aunt, sister, uncles.
Yeah. Right.
But how is it that when a boy gets at a certain age that he knows, like, wait, no, this is my mom. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he spent time with her time and time after
mom.
Growing up, always hearing her voice. She was always there next to him, talking to him. That at some point he knew, like, okay, this is my mom and this is dad. When you spend time in prayer, you know more clearly the voice of God, and you can like differentiate if it's me speaking or if it's on my own thoughts, or sometimes the enemy, because the enemy will whisper to us. That more time you spend in prayer, it's like you spending that time with God. And not even like always being in prayer, but you can like even like going out, you can pray. Walking, you can pray. Doing things, you can pray.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to like always be in that one place, but you can always communicate with God, because mm-hmm. God is always communicating with us. So
right.
I would say right. spending more time in prayer and hearing his voice, even reading his word more, because through his word, he will reveal his word for us
right.
in our hearts.
Right.
So.
And give us direction.
And give us direction, yeah.
So fellowshipping with the Father.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like every podcast we do,
mm-hmm.
we're always saying the same thing, but only through different people.
Yeah. And in different ways.
Even if you step out into something and you've prayed about it, you feel that this is the Lord, and you missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, God didn't really want you to do that. He had something else.
Mm.
He'll still direct you to his purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not going to go, oh no, my plan is ruined.
You blew it.
He's only going to, you know, work it out.
Yeah.
You can't mess up God's
yeah.
plan.
Yeah. Because you're seeking.
Right, exactly.
And it reminds
exactly.
me of Adam and Eve. Mm. When he fell, God asked Adam, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Meaning, I can forgive you, but you're not seeking me right now. You're hiding from me.
Right.
If Adam was like, right after he bit the, we call it an apple, but we don't know what it was, but some
mm-hmm.
kind of a fruit.
Could have been a fig.
Yeah.
Fig.
Yeah, something. Once he fell, what if he could have called on God and
oh.
said, God, have mercy on me. I've sinned. I'm sorry. And turned his way back to God.
Mm-hmm.
What would the Father have done? We
mm-hmm.
don't know what he would have done.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But first question God asked is, Adam, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
And what did Adam answer?
I'm hiding.
Why was he hiding? What did he say?
I was scared.
I was afraid.
I was afraid.
This was a guy who knew no fear.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
He didn't know fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he just...
And that's what sin did.
Yeah.
Right.
Made him afraid. And he operated in fear and
brought fear.
Ran from God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. What would God have done?
What
if Adam said, I'm right here, Lord.
Yeah.
I blew it.
Yeah.
Mm, that's an interesting... That's going to mess me up, man. That's a really good... I never thought of that.
Right.
What if he had just been honest, right? Right off the bat, instead of blaming his wife.
Right.
So I just want to... I feel like there's somebody out there who's struggling with that hearing from the Lord. And
right.
And I just want to encourage you in this way that the pressure's off. Okay? God loves you.
Yeah.
He wants to speak to you. He wants to guide you. He wants to communicate with you. You just make time to spend time in His Word, hang out with Him, which He loves. He loves hanging out with His kids. He loves fellowshipping with His kids. So that's your part in it. You don't have to, you know, climb to the top of a mountain and, you know, sit there and, and fast for 40 days for God to speak to you. He's speaking all the time. And it's as simple as just opening up the Word and having a one line of Scripture just jump up out at you, and it can go anywhere.
Chris, what if they don't know what to read? What book could you suggest that they could, let's say, start in to get to at least know who Jesus was?
The simplest one, I think, is John.
John knew the best.
Yeah, right. That's what
John knew the best.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
There are other books that are, they're all great books, but for someone who's brand new and wants to know about the love of God, I guess I think I would start with the Gospels.
I remember when I got born again, the first books I started on was the Gospels, right?
Right.
And I remember when I got to John, I was just like, whoa.
It's another level of intimacy.
Yes.
I was like, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the Word? Who's Jesus? The Word? You know, and it was just like,
it's like whole new,
so spirit to me, you know, like everything was just like, whoa, like it brought, like it revealed Jesus in the like spiritual form kind of way. I don't know. It was just like
as
amazing
God.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And I remember reading like the words of Christ, like, you know, red letter and everything, and reading how Jesus was speaking and the way He spoke always captivated me. Always, always. The way He used His words, the way He answered to the Sadducees and the Pharisees.
Yeah.
I was just like, who is this man? You know? So, yeah, definitely recommend John and the Gospels.
There's nothing to take away from the other Gospels. Matthew, Luke, and Mark, very cool.
Well, I think they all have different perspectives because there were different people
views.
Writing them.
Different. Right, true.
Different views.
But John, John's deep. Man.
John,
and it's not hard to understand either.
Simple, no, but deep.
Because think about it, John 3:16.
John 3:16.
Oh, come on.
Scripture that just
foundational verse
on salvation. Yeah, absolutely. What Mary said about the words of Christ, words of Jesus, are life. Because He told them, if you don't eat My body and drink My blood, you have no life in you. Like, what crazy man is this? Why would you make, why would you want to eat your body?
They're talking about a cannibal.
What are you talking about? And He even explained Himself. He said, no, that's not what I meant. My words, they are spirit and they're life.
They're life, yeah.
And they still didn't. They still didn't want to hear it because they just were offended. But His words are spirit and life. Therefore, if you read the Word, let's say John, right?
Yeah.
And you get to hear how He speaks in John, it's amazing how when He speaks to you outside of John, it's the same peace, it's the same love.
Yeah.
And you can identify. That's why you go back to the Word. Because every time you hear those words, you're like, yeah, that's Him.
Jesus.
That's how He sounds.
Absolutely.
That's Jesus. You'll never go against His Word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. And if He is, you ain't hearing from Jesus.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You're hearing from something else.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe yourself, maybe the enemy.
But even now, in the last days, it's even more important these days than before to hear God's voice.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so many voices speaking at the same time.
Sure.
You have political leaders speaking, you have presidents speaking,
media.
You have the media speaking, you have artists speaking, you have athletes, everybody is
saying
something.
You have your Facebook friends speaking, your bosses.
You got Twitter speaking at you, tweeting you. And so even now it's more important to hear God's voice and to know His voice because that's what's going to keep us as a salt of the earth.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because then you can pick up so many other voices.
Right.
But to hear that one voice that's God,
that's
just makes all the difference.
Amen. I agree.
You guys work primarily with youth.
Right.
What would you guys say is the most challenging issue facing teens or youth today?
Right off the bat, identity.
I was going to say that.
That's a big one.
Yes.
Yay!
We agree.
Identity.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Yes. Identity.
Identity. That's a crisis. I know it's thrown around loosely, but it's true. There's an identity crisis with the youth all over the world, not just in America. We have too many bad examples, and we also have very many good examples. We have more bad examples than good examples.
Yeah.
So a lot of young people look into the bad examples because they haven't heard enough of the good examples. But if they can only have a chance to hear from their Father in heaven on who they really are, that settles everything else.
What would you say a good strategy would be to enlighten these kids in getting to that, what Jane was saying?
A strategy. A lot of young people, I know they're very hooked to media, TV, and what's out there. for example, what Youth Avenue is, how we're, you know, reaching out through YouTube and stuff like that. We know those are the hot spots. Those are the places where a lot of young people reach out to or look at and stuff. Having more videos like Youth Avenue stuff and like other youth ministries out there, and directing it and gearing it for the youth and not just like everyone in general, but like specifically made for the young people, because it's the young people, with a lot of young people with that identity crisis, like they don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. And so if we can have more of that media impact on the young people about things about God and things about what they can like learn about, I think that would be really great if they can you know, get hooked onto that kind of stuff.
Reaching out through YouTube, that's big. But you'd be amazed at how many teenagers are on Twitter. It's crazy. I mean, it's almost like they live and breathe Twitter. And a lot of people that are on Twitter, you'll find, are just there just to hang out, to talk, whatever. But if the light of Christ can shine through Twitter in whatever way it can, whether a scripture, whether a verse, mm-hmm. whether a statement about God, of who God is, of who they are in God. Not religious stuff, but just making it relatable to the teenager, to the college student.
Right.
And I know Mary does a lot of that. I'm not too active on Twitter because my phone doesn't tweet. It doesn't...
doesn't have any space.
It doesn't let me download the app. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. So I need a new phone. Okay. And if God puts you on your heart, you know, Frank, you know...
To give you one? Like to buy a phone for you?
To sow that seed.
Okay, to sow a phone seed.
A phone seed.
Or any of you guys out there want to sow a phone seed... Go to historyofgod.com, leave us your... You know what? Go to the donate tab and put in like $300.
And we'll buy... and designate it for James's...
Yeah, designate it for James's phone in the subject line.
James needs a smarter phone.
Yeah, a smarter phone. Right now he has kind of a dumb phone.
He has a dumb phone.
So the phone's a little bit of an idiot.
That is fact. That is a fact.
His phone is a little bit of an idiot. So,
so Mary's phone is so smart. She can tweet on that phone.
Well... You know, Mary.
It's a girl's phone. It's a girl's phone.
She probably has a dress.
Oh boy.
Anyway, I'm throwing that out to you guys. Yeah. If God puts it on your heart, put $300 in the donate section of historyofgod.com. We will get it over to James. Make sure he gets his phone so he can read our tweets.
And he can Twitter.
And he can tweet his Twitter and whatever.
Whatever.
Till his heart's content.
I do this to everybody, but it's great that you're actually taking it seriously. Like, do this to everybody. Right, Mary? Yeah. I do this to everybody.
Actually, that's interesting that you did that.
Last week, Chris and I did a podcast, and we mentioned this one place called Duffield's.
Right.
And we gave him a nice plug. And I said, hey, by the way, Duffield's, you can go to historyofgod.com, click the donate button, and if you want to give us something for that, no problem. I got no problem telling people, hey, you can give to us if you want. Right. If God puts it on your heart, we'll take it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome.
Right. I'm not asking people to give me money.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we're available if you want to give.
Let me know. We're available.
And I'm glad, and that's why James is one of our directors. Because he shares the same heart.
Yeah.
God puts on your heart, buy me a phone, buy me a phone. Okay. I ain't gonna stand in the way of you getting blessed or me getting blessed.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Man.
So Mary's been doing a lot on Twitter, and part of our team, Polly and Kennedy. They do a lot on Twitter.
Yeah.
I do more on Facebook.
What's your Twitter handle, Mary?
What's my Twitter name? Mary K. Kamau.
Wait, you're going to have to spell it, because some people are going to think like Mary K. Cosmetics. M-A-R-Y-K.
K, the letter K, and then K-A-M-A-U.
So there are two Ks.
At Mary K. Kamau.
Well, right. Because it's a K, and then K to start her last name.
Yeah.
M-A-R-Y-K. K A M
A
A
U.
Yeah.
And
that's it. Yep. So it's a hashtag in the front of that?
No hashtag.
Okay.
It's an at sign.
It's an at sign.
But there are hashtags too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But that's
is
for
a
tags.
Hashtag a number sign?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Who calls it a hashtag?
Only 9 billion people.
I've never heard that in my life.
You heard it here first, Chris.
Hashtag. Oh, well, I'm glad you came tonight.
You learn. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's so funny. I love you so much.
Yeah, so right now, the number one area that needs the light is the media when it comes to youth. That's the biggest fishing spot right now.
Okay.
For souls is the media. And I'm so glad that History of God is big on media, mm-hmm. which you guys are doing podcasts and everything. I'm sure there's a lot of young people out there that are probably listening to this, or they've listened to a lot of your podcasts and they're blessed. I remember you mentioned that to me before.
Yeah.
And so that's really the biggest need right now is the media. And with everything that God has given us, the ability to reach out through the internet, we should make absolutely 100%.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. And you said you were on Facebook too?
Yeah, I do more on Facebook. My Facebook is JG OKORE, my last name. JG Okore, but it's in parentheses. I have James in there. So they can type both, either or. JG Okore or James Okore. And
can they type Youth Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they'll get Youth Avenue's page as well.
Mm-hmm. They'll find the page. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. All right, good.
I totally agree about identity. I mean, that
identity.
Yeah, they're fed so much garbage through the worldly media about what they should look like, what they should eat, what they should weigh, what their hair should look like, what their skin should look like, and it's baloney.
Yeah,
it's not really who they really truly are.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
And if they knew their identity, they would be empowered.
Absolutely.
To live a fantastic life.
Absolutely.
Amen to that.
And they'll be free to be themselves.
Yes.
And I try to please everybody.
Right. Mm-hmm. They would be who they're truly created to be, and they would find such joy in that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They wouldn't be looking anywhere else.
No, they wouldn't.
Because they'd get all the satisfaction from that.
And you're dealing with something that was like the first attack, one of the first attacks that the devil used against Jesus was identity.
Yeah, right. Okay? Mm-hmm. You're right.
So I know you get attacked in ministry because you're doing something that's yielding fruit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is the area most in your ministry that you get attacked in?
I would say the enemy brings a lot of doubt in people's minds.
Oh, so the people that you're ministering to,
right.
he
sows a lot of doubt.
Gotcha.
And they hear the word, and it's almost like the parable that Jesus gave. Mm-hmm. The enemy comes and steals the word that the farmer threw out there, the seed. And that's one area that I've seen. We'll minister the word, but then the same person down the road, it's almost like they didn't even understand it.
Mm.
Now, it might not be them, or it could be them. We don't know. But that's one area that I see the enemy always tries to attack us in. However, he has prevailed, but he's also lost a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So both ways, we've seen him take people away because the word didn't settle in. They either didn't receive it. And a lot of times I feel like the person themselves were not open enough to receive the word fully and let it sink in.
Mm-hmm.
So the enemy takes advantage of that. So as they're hearing the word, you know, maybe their mind is playing around, maybe their mind is going all over the place. We don't know what happens. But at the same time, the people that did receive the word were like the ground that yielded fruit. And I think that's a struggle even with every ministry, is that the word will always fall on good ground and also on bad ground.
Absolutely. That's right there with Luke 8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I would say is the biggest issue right now. And also, as we're reaching out, the response from the unbeliever is a struggle sometimes. Because you're reaching out, but then you almost hit this wall where the person doesn't know whether to receive what you're saying or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I know by the grace of God, that will break.
Right.
And I will see harvest of souls.
Amen.
In the multitudes of young people.
Yeah.
And as far as our personal life, we're definitely sometimes attacked in the area of praying for the young people and staying on top of it and like fervently going at it and going at it and going at it. Also, like, we want to fast and pray and just reach out. Even in that time, it's like you reach a weariness, like where you're like, oh Lord, can you just take on from here? You know, you're like, okay, God, you take the wheel, because my feeble body, you know, it's like, we can't do this alone. But from that point, you know, the Lord also knows our, like, you know, struggles and our weaknesses, and so he takes over, and then we prevail in prayer and all that stuff.
Cool. You have any other questions?
No, I'm good.
Is there anything you guys want to share that's on your hearts right now? Because if you do, now is the time.
Well, I just want to say, if you're out there, you're a teenager, maybe a college student, and you've never really known Jesus, he's the best.
Mm-hmm.
All these years that I've walked with him, I got saved at 10. A struggle for 2 years because I didn't really know who I just met. But once I gave him my life, everything changed. All through high school, I went through horrible, horrible times where this identity crisis hit me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know, should I go with the rough kids that just want to smoke, drink, and do all the crazy stuff? Or should I go with the people that want to seek God? But the people that want to seek God were less than the people that want to follow the world.
Okay.
Lesser number.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But because I chose the narrow path, by the grace of God, that has kept me from so many things that would have otherwise taken me out. Because I have friends right now that are locked up. These are guys that I went to high school with. Mm-hmm. That are in all kinds of mess. Mm-hmm. But God preserved me because of His love, His presence. And so, if you ever doubted seeking God, and if you ever think that God is just a waste of time, mm-hmm. He is not. God has kept me healthy all these years. Sickness has tried to jump on me, and mm-hmm. I cast it out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All kinds of weird things have tried to happen to me, but Jesus has always been a shield over my life. And so, if you're out there and you're thinking twice about Jesus, let Him into your heart. Say yes to Him. Mm-hmm. And you'll never regret that decision ever, ever again. Just mm-hmm. like I've never regretted that decision.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's been so many years, and I'm just looking forward to seeing what God will do.
Mm. Any closing words?
Yes. I would say that Jesus, He can become closer than a brother. He can become your best friend. Just as, like He said in His word, Abraham was His friend. And a friend sticks closer than a brother. And God can be that to you. You know, the Holy Spirit can be so comforting to the point where you're like, even if you had no mother or no people to love you, God becomes your family. God becomes your closest companion. When I first met Jesus, He really revealed so much to me about myself that I never knew. And He became the person I was walking with and just my counselor, you know, my personal counselor. You know, you don't have to go out and pay for a counselor. Jesus becomes your counselor, you know.
Amen.
Come to Jesus, run to Him, because there's so much that He will reveal to you, so much that He'll show you that you will never have ever dreamed of and ever or have dreamed of, and He'll show you those things and reveal it to you, and you would just become more of what God had created you to be. So that's what I would say.
Yes.
Well said.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, sister.
I'm so excited about what you guys are doing with the mm-hmm. history of God. And Mary and I always talk about how this ministry is such a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
To us first, even before to anybody else. Mm-hmm. Because we feel like we're so loved and cared for in this ministry. And so encouraged and empowered at the same time. And so may God bless you guys. May God bless you and Christina for being there for us and for praying for us. I know you pray for us. And we'll pray for you as well. Can't wait to see what God will do.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. In the next few weeks. Not even months. In the next few weeks.
Yes. Days.
If you hadn't heard, it was the week of May 5th was the first time James actually came on the Godcast, and it's called Youth Avenue TV. That's the name of the Godcast. So if you go to the website, or if you're on iTunes or whatever, scroll down to the first week of May, May 5th, and you could listen to that Godcast there. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
All right. That was it.
Yeah.
Chris, what do you think of that?
That was great.
I like doing this. Four people doing a Godcast. That was pretty crazy. That's going to be it for this week on the Godcast. And remember this. We love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Stay blessed. Woo!
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from A History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on Contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Mark chapter 8, verse 18. Until next time, stay in the blessing.